Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Overcome Fear of Terrorism from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name is Mark Tyrrell and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. To get the best from this download session, please now make sure that you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down comfortably. And now, before you begin to relax very deeply, I'm just going to say a little about fear of terrorist attack and how fear can start, if you let it, to take over your life. Perhaps fear of terrorist attack has been worrying you more than is healthy. Maybe you find yourself just not doing things that other people don't have a problem with, or having frightening fantasies that make it seem all the more likely to happen. Because of modern mass media, terrorism has never been more visible. Who hasn't seen the footage of the carnage of the 9/11 New York attacks? When something is very highly visible, it starts to feel as if it's much more widespread than it really is. 24-hour live TV coverage made the event real for hundreds of millions of people sitting in their homes, offices, and bars, desperately trying not to panic. People are generally not very good at assessing risk. Possibility is one thing, but probability quite another. Almost anything is possible, but we tend to seriously overestimate the risks. When you put out the trash at night, you are more likely to feel that you might be attacked if you've just been watching a horror movie rather than a comedy. What we watch on TV or read about in the papers influences what we expect. When our expectations are negative because of excessive negative media, then we develop a fear which can make us overcautious and so have a seriously negative and unhelpful impact on our lives. When the risks are very real, as they would be if you lived in the middle of Baghdad, say, then you should be scared because fear helps you keep alert and ensures that you take sensible precautions. But for the average European or American who never gets near a real war zone, the risks can feel an awful lot bigger than they really are. Nervous flyers may chain smoke before getting on the plane they're so terrified of travelling in. The facts are that the plane has 1 in 10 million chance of killing them. That's 1 in 10 million. Meanwhile, the very thing they're trying to comfort themselves with, their smoking, has a 1 in 2 chance of ending their life. Smoking is by far the most dangerous thing that most people do. In the same way, nobody is afraid of lack of exercise, but millions more people are killed by inactivity than by terrorism. Imagine if every time someone died of smoking-induced lung cancer, it was broadcast to millions of homes in full Technicolor. Fear of smoking would certainly increase. So it's the high visibility of terrorism that really is scaring us. Visibility equates in our minds to likelihood. The more we see about it, the more likely we are to expect it to happen. It's important to remember this, and it's important to remember that the primary weapon of terrorists is not death, but terror. If we become terrorized, they win. Other factors are also influencing us. In the old days, before instant worldwide media brought us looping news, we could only imagine what the horrors of war and terror were. Now we see it run and rerun in vivid detail over and over. This can traumatize us as much as if we were actually present. It's also important to consider the language politicians use to deliberately condition how we see things. We're told that we are at war, We are all part of the so-called war on terrorism. We all know that in real wars, people get killed. So this is a frightening way to use language. The global figures for people actually injured by terrorist activity hasn't changed over the last 100 years. But we feel as if it has because of both where terrorist activity has occurred in recent times and because of how visible it has been. Of course, you need to live your life sensibly and with due caution, but without overestimating what due caution really means. You also need to enjoy your life, to relax, to have fun, and to know when what seems to be a threat is really hype. Just because something is dramatic doesn't mean that it is more likely to occur. This session will help you relax and find that calm center again, where you can see what's happening around you in proper perspective. So now, if you haven't yet done so, you can just close your eyes as you really begin to rest to my words. Because your imagination is a valuable tool when used well. And you can choose to use it wisely, to plan ahead, and create a better future. And your imagination is an instrument you can use to relax so deeply in the coming moments that you can just start to feel rest and calm filtering through you all the way down to your toes. Now, or in another moment or so, as you really start to focus your mind, while those eyelids just start to feel so heavy, the way they do when people begin to drift off to sleep. As that relaxation flows on down those legs, through the muscles, filtering into the feet and toes, there can just start to rest to my voice. As if each word has the power to soothe those toes, soothe those insteps, soothe those ankles, and soothe those shins, soothe the knees, and soothing the thighs. Rest those hips. Relax and unwind that spine and the muscles of the back. Free that chest to breathe deep peace right down into that abdomen. As those shoulders drop all their burdens and the arms lie still, and all the neck muscles just let go as jaw and cheeks and brow smooth out and loosen up, as if the gentlest, warmest breeze just softly brushes your skin with a sigh of profound relaxation. And when the hands relax even more now, they can feel just a little warmer. Just as when you're drifting off to sleep. And in those times, whether you know it consciously or not, hands and feet become just a little warmer as a sign you're relaxing deeper now. That's it. Without trying to do anything, or trying not to try. And I really don't know whether you've ever had the experience of nodding off, just drifting off into such a comfortable doze, while you are someplace very relaxing outside. Something about the sounds around. The views, perhaps. Maybe the gentle, calming atmosphere, or the soothing light, or the soporific warmth and cozy comfort. Just begins to make those sounds, those outside sounds, drift away into the background of your awareness, floating in and out of conscious awareness as you become more sleepy. And I recall relaxing deeply one summer day in an enchanting English country garden. And I didn't really plan on drifting into such a deep sleep now. But as I stretched out and really began to feel the warmth of the sun's rays wrap around me, my eyelids just became so heavy. And it's curious because my relaxed imagination began to merge with the reality of that oh-so-gentle summer garden. And sometimes I could hear the birds singing around the garden, which only made me relax even deeper. And sometimes I could hear the even more restful sound of birds singing in my mind as I hovered between wakefulness and deep, deep sleep. Sometimes I could sense the warmth of that gentle summer day, soothing breeze across the face now and then. And sometimes it was all in the mind, like an outer and an inner garden in my mind, merging. Sometimes the outside sounds seeming near. And sometimes fading from my mind, as the focus becomes more inward and you relax even deeper right now. That's it. Just breathing such peace and calm through every fiber of your being. Feeling more relaxed now. Even the skin of your forehead resting deeply, as peaceful images float by, soothing your mind, resting your body. And contrary to popular belief, the human race is incredibly peaceful and peaceable. And gorilla cannot get along with fellow gorilla in the same way that humankind live together. The way man and woman can get along with man and woman. And gorillas cannot live in groups of more than 8 or 9 without doing serious damage to one another. Yet, there are almost 12 million people living together in Tokyo, absolutely in peace with one another. Because we actually are naturally extremely peaceful, which is why when there isn't peace, it makes such big news. And now, more than ever, the vast majority of us lead long and active lives and complete our natural lifespans. And I'm reminded of the very old man who said, "You know, in my life, I had many worries, most of which never happened." And as you really start to relax in your day-to-day life, I remember A.A. Milne's famous story of Winnie the Pooh and Piglet walking together in the 100 acre wood. And Piglet's ears streamed behind him like banners as he fought his way along. For it was a wild and windy day, and the trees were blowing about, and clouds were racing overhead. And being a rather small and anxious sort of animal, Piglet turned to Winnie the Pooh and asked nervously, "Suppose a tree falls down, and we're underneath it? What then?" And after careful thought, being somewhat older and wiser, and more relaxed now, Pooh replied, "Well, suppose it doesn't." And of course, supposing it doesn't is less dramatic and less exciting, but so much more real, so much more of the time, is it not? And years ago, when my sister was a little girl, she made a new friend at school who invited her to come over. But I found my sister sobbing in her room, afraid to go. And she told me she'd heard from other kids that this new friend's father was a fearsome giant, and she was terrified of seeing him. And my sister, being so young and inexperienced, believed every word, and even after I had reassured her, and she had calmed down, she had to make a great effort to get up some courage and go over to her friend's house. And when she returned, I asked her about the visit. And she said, "He was just the same size as our dad, and so nice and friendly." And she found out for herself that, in reality, things can be very different from how we imagine. And as you rest really deeply now, to the sounds of the words floating in the air around you right now, or just feel more sleepy in the spaces between the words, I want you to begin to notice that you can time travel with your mind. Your imagination working all by itself for you, and just feeling so much more relaxed about probability and possibility. Just beginning to watch in your mind's eye all the kinds of things you can do and how you can do them with so much newfound calm confidence. Maybe going out more, traveling more, relaxing more, or just seeing yourself really enjoy life more That's it. Just getting a sense of this newfound confidence and calm in flashes and glimpses from your own future. That's it. And when you take time out to listen to this session regularly, each and every time, you can relax even more deeply and embed these changes even deeper inside. And here and now, you can just prepare to return to the here and now and feel very good as you prepare to become wide awake. That's it. By noticing the position of your body and the sensation of the surface you're resting on. And as you reorientate to this present moment and to your surroundings, you can just come all the way back now. And as you open up your eyes, you might just enjoy a nice stretch. And welcome back. Excellent. And remember, the more you relax to this download, the more benefits you're going to notice as you really begin to experience how the hypnosis habit can transform your life. There are other useful sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com that you may find also help you, such as instant stress relief and be more objective. My name is Mark Tyrrell of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening and the best of luck to you.